This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Enogbevery. 13 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Thank you for your time. It's a jolly good day before Christmas, the eve, that is. A lot of people will be doing some shopping today. Last-minute shopping. I'm not sure about that. Maybe my guests will tell us why people get around to doing last-minute shopping. Some people are not happy. They like the idea of Christmas, but they're not happy. Why? Because they have to cook. It's very stressful. It would, you know, spoil their hair, makeup, their nails and all that. Then some people don't even have a clue. They don't know what to do. Well, for food vendors, maybe it's a good time to make some money. If you get the riders who are going to just show up when they're supposed to show up. I don't want to hear anyone say my Christmas meal got there late. But we got someone in the studio, Nkiru Ndubuisi. She knows these things. Good morning, Nkiru. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Eno.
All right, so when it comes to Christmas, shopping, cooking, what do you think is most difficult for women and those that cook? I know a lot of men cook. We have a lot of male chefs as well. What do you think is most difficult for them?
From my own perspective, I think getting the right materials to use for the Christmas shopping, like today, is already crazy. Mm. Everyone is going up and down trying to buy chicken and all that. And I feel we don't really need to wait for the 24th to do our shopping. Mm. You can actually get that chicken or whatever you need to buy like a week before time and have yourself organized, because today is really going to be crazy. Prices are skyrocketing. You can imagine people selling chicken for 12,000.
Eh? Because I'm paying for 7,000 chicken.
So it's just, I don't know. I think it's a normal stuff in Nigeria where people just rush. That 24th, everybody has to get to the market. But we don't really need to do that. We can actually plan ahead of time.
Mm. So when it comes to ingredients, what do you think is the main challenge there? Is it that they don't have where to find it, or they really don't know what to get?
I feel a lot of women don't really know how to go about these things. For example, I won't really say where to get it. I will say they don't know how to go about it.
Okay. So it's a knowledge problem.
Yes, it's a knowledge problem. It's Christmas and people need to get some stuff for the family. And from the little I know about Port Harcourt, there are places where you can get stuff really cheap.
Good
deals. Apart from going to Oil Mill, everybody knows about Oil Mill, Borokiri, Mile 3 and all that. But it's going to be crazy today. I mean, the crowd and all that. So if you wake up very early, like I tell people, very early, Oil Mill, 6:30, 8, before that rush, that crazy rush starts coming in. I mean, you see people coming in from the villages.
Really?
Yes, surrounding villages, Echie, Akwa Ibom, and all that. Then you can actually buy things at very reduced prices. Then the beautiful thing about it is that you see, I like going to Oil Mill, for example.
Okay.
I also tell some of the women in churches, when you get to the market, like Oil Mill, you find groups of women, you know, can we share a bag? You know, all those sharing pattern, you know. So you find out that you actually get value for your money, and you do that quickly. Between 6 and 8, you're done with all your Christmas shopping. So before the whole crowd and the noise, you know, you're done with the shopping.
Mm. I know meat is also a big part of what happens around this time. Is there also a deal on that one? People sharing meat?
Yeah, yeah. This is basically what I do.
Okay.
Like, I know a lot of women will want to share cows, 20 people to one cow, goat meat. We have all these malams from the north. We actually source from the locals. Like, if I want to bring in cow or goat, I actually get in touch with the malams in the north. So by the time they bring it, it's a little bit cheaper.
Then
I actually have a place where you can actually bring the malams, not the abattoir that is not really neat like that, and they will get it killed and roasted and processed, you know, so that it comes out well. So you don't really need to get to the market to do all that hustle. We can actually do it for you and deliver it. So It depends.
Okay, that option is also available for those that want to buy and have some meat. But let's talk about cooking proper.
Okay.
A lot of people find it very difficult, very tedious. Why?
For me, I normally say cooking is an art.
Okay.
I love what I do. And I don't get to spend more than 10-15 minutes in the kitchen because
fine doodoo.
No. Cooking soup or anything I want to make.
Okay.
I think I grew up learning from my mom that it's not just walking into the kitchen. Like while we were growing up, she would actually ask us, let's say she wants to make okra soup. She just tell us in Kiroya, prep the onions, do the prepping for cutting of the okra, parboil stockfish, all those things. So she just walks into the kitchen. Everything is already done.
Mm.
All she needs to do is just to be concocting mixtures. 10 minutes, she's off.
Wow.
So at times, I think for us women,
time management
is key. We don't really plan our time very well, you know. You have to go to church on Sunday, or maybe tomorrow is Christmas Day, and we all need to go to church with the family. I know men, they don't like waiting. Then at that point in time, we decide to start steaming the tomatoes, and all those things should have been the prep that should have been done a day before. So that you just wake up in the morning and just do something quickly. So I think time management, a lot of women are not getting it at all.
But some women work, you know, and they tell you that they return from work, they're really tired, they don't have a help. Do they have something they can do?
Yes, that is why I think I'd like to introduce the listeners to Silora.
Hold on, but just tell us about it. We'll get to Silora later.
Okay, let me see. For those of us that work, I worked in the bank for 12 years. And I also gave birth to my two beautiful daughters while there.
Okay.
And like I say, a lot of things, time management, is just... If you work, for example, you don't need to wait till the weekend or just any time you find. For example, if you want to make stew within the week, you can just squeeze out time, boil the whole tomatoes, put in the freezer, so that anytime you need to use it, you can just scoop out a little bit and use. You don't need to keep waiting every day. You keep blending and all that. Then if you're somebody that maybe you like making things like okaze, at least once a week, you should buy your kaze, they grind it for you, and you just freeze it. Then things like stockfish, dry fish, chicken, and all that, you can actually wash them, cook them, and now put them in the freezer so that anytime you want to use it, you just put it in the microwave or you just boil it for like 5-10 minutes and you go straight and start cooking. You don't need to do the process all over again.
All right. So let's talk about the cost of shopping. Is there a way women can, and those that actually cook and go to the market, is there a way they can cut down on their spending, whatever time of year?
Yes. I've come to understand that, like I said, if you get to places like Oyo Mill, I use Oyo Mill because that is where I normally do most of the shopping in Port Harcourt. You don't, I was telling somebody, why will you buy, for example, a custard of okra for 500 naira when you can get a bag for like 4,000 and you have 4 or 5 women sharing one bag? At the end of the day, you might decide to get that 500 naira okra, but portion sizes are different. So it helps you to cut down on a lot of expenses.
Okay. All right. So this thing about cooking, can people actually learn how to cook? Because you hear people say they have tried, this person, the food is just bad. Can people really learn how to cook?
Yeah, I think so. Once you put your mind to it, everybody can cook. I can turn anyone into a chef. 2-3 weeks, I turn into a
miracle
chef.
Miracle worker. Hallelujah.
Once you have the right attitude and you really want to learn, you will learn.
Oh, anyone is can fun. Learn how to cook.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're male or female.
No, anyone.
Because some people make us believe that it's a woman thing.
No.
Anyone can learn how to cook.
No, I don't believe that. It was actually my elder brother that taught me how to bake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it depends on if you really want to learn, anybody can cook. Cooking is fun.
With all the heat in the kitchen?
Yes, it's fun. That's why you shouldn't spend more than 10, 15 minutes in the kitchen.
Is it possible that some people are not just cut out for it?
I hear people say that, but I don't know. I hear people say I'm not just cut out for the kitchen. I don't think so. I don't think they actually know what to do in the kitchen. Because so, if you actually know what to do in the kitchen, I don't think you see you're not cut out for the kitchen. It's fun.
All right, shopping, cooking, managing the money. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. All right, Long John Fubu says, you look so foodie and fabulous. Well, I'm sure she would say that's not her food taste. But if you have a question you'd like to ask Nkiru here, feel free to do that. Well, on Facebook at Nigerian Food PH, you want to call in 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We'll play the commercials in a bit, and afterwards she'll tell us something that she has that could help you. If you want to cook, or perhaps if you want to learn how to cook. One call. Good morning.
Hello? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right.
And now cooking is in the blood. If you know how to cook, you and your daughter, your children will know how to cook.
Cooking is in the blood.
You don't need to go to catering school to learn how to cook. A good cook, I tell my kids that she's a good cook. All our children will know how to cook. We will not spend much money in cooking too. Cooking is a fun. And when I was a bit younger, when I come back from work, I just come back to my daughter, we go to the kitchen, we just sit and laugh. Before you know, I cook one stew and bring guys to eat and laugh. So I support cooking is a fun. If you know how to cook, you can cook anywhere at any time. Thank you.
All right. He says cooking is fun. And if your mother knows how to cook, automatically you know how to cook. Do you agree with that part?
I don't. Funny enough, I have two daughters, so I know
that it's not automatic.
It is not automatic because you just have to keep preaching. Every day you're like, Chichi, your mom can't be a chef and you don't know how to cook. She's like, Mommy, this is the internet age. I can always check all the recipes. It's a different generation. So it doesn't actually mean that since I love cooking, my children will have a passion for cooking. Funny enough, I think it's only one that has a passion for cooking. The other one believes in something else. So it's just I don't really, for the young teenage girls, I just feel they should just know the basics. Just know the basics, know how to fry egg, how to boil yam, how to. But for them to be professional, you know what I'm saying? You really have to have a passion for that.
And you say you can make anyone become that.
Yes.
All right. Another call. Let's see if we can throw this in before the commercial. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I like your conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a young man, but I can tell you, I love cooking. My name is Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Yes, I was privileged to work in the hotel. So, I like once in a while, I was a barman, but I love cooking. So, once in a while, I used to go to the kitchen. So, from there, I learned about so many food stuff. So, when I left that industry, you know, on my own till I got married, I can do it very well, but I can tell you, my wife is a better cook.
Oh, wow. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, but I love cooking. Okay. But after now, once in a while, I go to the kitchen to do that for the family. Like in my house, I'm in charge of the soup.
Whoa.
So, no matter how tired I am for the day, I go to work and come back, I'm tired. If it's pepper soup, she'll get all the ingredients. As I come back, straight to the kitchen. And I enjoy doing it.
All right.
Yeah, so I love cooking.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, enough.
I was going to, you know, ask nicely if I could get a plate, but I remember that I'm on radio, so let me behave myself. The commercial will play and we'll talk. We're Nigerian for Good Morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's not Christmas till somebody cries, Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm not sure, is it tears of joy? Is it me being, you know, usually happy that I got a gift or something? I'm not sure. But we bring you good tidings from 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Enogba. We've got great colleagues I work with. So after this shift, Jude Amamebi takes over. After Jude, Gabriella takes over. After Gabriella, we've got Adedayo Ilusaking. After Dai, you've got the sports gang. After the sports gang, they're gang. They're many. So I'm not going to call any names. The sports gang. And after the sports gang, we've got Sam Chinedu, calls himself the Oracle, comes in. And after that, we've got Denise Dennis, and then over again. But tomorrow is Saturday, so I won't be here, and that's fantastic news. I think that's the best part about Christmas this year, that it falls on a Saturday, a day I don't have to wake up that early to come to work. I'm going to miss you though, but I'm wishing you love, lots of it. And to everyone, do have a merry, merry, merry Christmas.